The following is a paid program. The purpose of the program is to provide information only. Kathy Nolan is president of Family Focus Financial Group and an investment advisor representative offering investment advisory services through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
1160 and 1310 WOBM-AM bring you Financially Fit Fridays, featuring Kathy Nolan, owner and founder of Family Focus Financial, and Sean Nolan, vice president of Family Focus Financial. Stay tuned as Kathy and Sean provide you with valuable information to help you and your family stay financially fit. You're invited to call in with your questions at 848-221-8092. And now, here's your host, John DeMasi.
Good morning and welcome. It's Friday. Yes, we love it when we're here on Friday morning. Every Friday.
TGIF.
That's right. Financially Fit Fridays here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. A lot to talk about this morning. We will try to pack it all in into this hour. Not only do we have giveaways, we're in the holiday spirit, and we're not even going to mention Friday the 13th.
And I'm feeling like Santa Claus today.
Right, exactly. We don't believe in that stuff. So
yeah.
Plenty to talk about, all of it financial in nature, of course, here on the show. We'll even give you a baby name update.
Ooh.
Okay, so I mean, can it be any better than this?
No, it can't.
That's
said,
right.
We should have asked the psychic before he
That's
left
right.
when this kid
we
was
should
coming
have.
Out.
Right, but
we forgot.
Okay, we forgot that. 848-221-8092 is our number. Kathy Nolan here. She is the owner and founder of Family Focus Financial. Sean Nolan is here, vice president of Family Focus Financial. And down? You want
Good.
Them down? Okay.
There you go.
We're just doing a little housekeeping here. Sean Nolan is here. Kathy Nolan is here. We're ready to talk to you at 848-221-8092. Coming up, of course, our famous trivia question, a chance for you to win a $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street. And also, Kathy Nolan is playing Santa Claus and Sean is her elf today. They didn't dress the part, but...
I have green on.
Yeah, that's right. You have green, but Sean, you know, Sean, you don't have
I don't
elf.
Have elf ears
okay.
or shoes.
Well,
or...
after the show, go out and get an elf outfit, okay?
So we're... But you do have the beard going on.
I do have a beard. Yep.
Wait, but do elves have beards? That's what I want to know.
No, I don't
no,
think
they
don't.
Do. So
no.
Come on. Anyway, Kathy and Sean would like to give away every 10 minutes. Very simply, you have to just call in with a question. You don't have to answer the trivia question if you don't want. But every 10 minutes, Kathy would like to give away a copy of her book, The Ultimate Success Guide, Secrets for Success in Business and in Life, featuring Kathy Nolan, Brian Tracy, and leading experts from around the world. It is a number one bestseller on Amazon.com, so we figure it's a nice gift. You can win this, and then you can give it to somebody
yeah.
if you'd like.
Make it a gift
you
for
know?
Yourself or a
yourself
gift for somebody else
sure.
that you care about you know, every 10 minutes.
One of those things where you have people that you don't know what to get, and obviously this can help them with their financial strategies. Mm-hmm. So every 10 minutes today, all
First
you have to do is
call
in. 848-221-8092, so which means we're giving away like six or more copies of this.
Yes,
so, okay?
absolutely.
So that's what's happening here on the show. We'll do our trivia question in just a couple of minutes. We are coming up to the end of the year, okay? And we have a lot of like things that we want to talk about in terms of what's happening or what you should be doing before the end of the year. So we're going to do... Right now, five things to do before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, what
yes.
would they be?
Well, I, you know, one of them, of course, I, you know, we talk about this a lot, is to know your numbers. You know, sit down with your checkbook, sit down with your credit card statements, and you really need to, it takes a little while. It took me an entire Sunday to do this recently because, you know, my life circumstances had changed a little. Sit down and find out what your monthly number is. And you have to be realistic about it. You know, we're talking everything. You know, everything that you spend money on, whether it's, you know, getting a haircut, going out to dinner, buying a bottle of wine, you know, getting your nails done, playing a round of golf, going to the movies, presents, you know, gifts for people. And we realize, you know, the numbers aren't the same every month. Some month, you know, you might take $5,000 and take a trip. You know, another year you might buy a new car. You know, you might have a year where you don't do either. But you need to have this number. And, you know, if taking that trip once a year is really important to you, then annualize it and make it part of the budget so that you can make sure you get that trip in every year. But know your number. The second thing is, you know, ask yourself if you've made adequate contributions to retirement accounts before year end. You want to also make sure if you're in the distribution phase, in other words, if you are 70 and a half, this year, you want to make sure that you take distributions from your IRAs or any kind of retirement accounts that you might still have out there. When you don't take those distributions correctly, it's up to a 50% penalty. So that's really, really important. Here's a great one, and this is something that's often overlooked. Check beneficiaries. We can't tell you how many times that folks forget to do this. You know, maybe a loved one passed away, or there's been a divorce in the family, or, you know, you have somebody in your family you're no longer speaking to for whatever reason.
Never happens.
You know, make sure that you check beneficiaries on all of your life insurance policies, on all of your retirement accounts, on anything that has a POD, pay on death structure to it. Just make sure you check those. And gosh, that could save your family tons and tons of money later on.
And hassle
and fighting and everything else, legal fees. Just make sure you check those beneficiaries, because on those kinds of accounts, whatever the beneficiary is listed, that's what usually, pretty much all the time will rule. So it doesn't matter what your will says. You know, with some of these vehicles like life insurance, annuities, retirement accounts, if those list another individual that is in your will, it's going to that individual. So it's very difficult to overrule that. And that's why it's so, so important to check those.
Sean, you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, we've had people come in to us, and we've seen beneficiaries listed that they didn't want on there. A woman came in and said, this was my ex-husband.
Okay.
I thought I changed that.
But my mother had him listed on there, but I don't want him to get any of this money.
Well, that would make sense. He's an ex-husband, so yeah, that would make sense.
Right, but according to that, he's
so
on
he
it.
Was still on there
mm-hmm.
because somebody thought that the other one took it off and it was like one of those kind of things?
Right. Well, people just forget about these things.
Right, right.
And they just move on.
They thought they took care of it. Another one is, sometimes you have a beneficiary that suffers some kind of a disability or illness.
Or an accident.
Accident. Yeah. And, it's very serious that they, in certain cases, not be left money because it would alter their government benefits. And or cause them to lose that inheritance. So very important if you have anyone in your family that suffers from a long-term disability or anything like that, that you want to consider whether they should be left as a beneficiary or if some kind of a trust should be set up or some other family arrangement should be made for that individual so that they get their inheritance.
Okay, so we're talking about the five things to do before end of year. Number one, know your numbers. Go over your budget with a fine-tooth comb. Number two, make adequate contributions to your retirement accounts, or if you're retired, make sure that you're getting the required minimum distribution. And number three is check beneficiaries, which is very, very important. You probably see that mistake a couple times a week in your office, right?
Yes, the time.
Okay.
Number
four, then.
Make sure you have the right legal documents. You know, this is something, again, we overlook. I can't tell you how many times even professional people that I've, come across as new clients this past year that didn't have adequate legal documents that, just never got around to it when the kids grew up. You know, they still had the same documents that they had when they were little kids. And, time to reevaluate those, make sure the languaging is correct. And I always say to people, there are certain things that are worth paying for. And this is not the time to be penny wise and pound foolish. This is the time to make sure it gets done right. You want to make sure that the language is correct and things do change. And you want to make sure that, your wishes are really carried out. So
okay.
That's very, very important.
All right. And number five.
And number five is this is a good idea to do some consolidating. This is an opportunity as you're going through your monthly numbers to see what your different accounts are. You know, if your family doesn't know about these accounts or you forget about them sometimes, lots of times these accounts just never get claimed, whether it's a little bank account or maybe, I had that IRA from, I remember years and years ago I worked for MetLife and I still have something out there that I'll get a pension when I retire. And I have to keep remembering that to make sure they know where I am. You know, if I move, I want to make sure that they know I've moved. So if I forget all about that little thing, it's only a small pension, but I have to make sure that I remember to remind them, you know, where I'm located. So any kind of accounts that you have out there, it's a good idea to consolidate IRAs, good idea to take control over accounts that maybe were left with a previous employer because you don't really know what's going on there anymore, and try to consolidate some of these things so you don't have so much. And you, gosh, you don't need so many bank accounts. I mean, this week alone, we saw a client that had 7 different bank accounts, and it's really not necessary.
You know, people think diversification means having a couple of different ones.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, right?
A couple different of the same thing.
Right. Yeah, but that's not diversification.
No.
But even so, what do you need, like you said, what do you need 7 bank accounts for?
You don't. You know, you don't need 7 bank accounts. You need a checking account to pay your bills. You need a savings account for your emergency money and maybe one other account, you know. But try to keep it simple because then you just have more statements, more paperwork, more reporting, more filing. And it really gets out of hand. So it's a great idea to do some consolidation with a lot of those different vehicles.
All right. If you've just tuned in, it's Financially Fit Fridays. Every Friday, you'll find us here from 10 until 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Kathy Nolan, of course. Kathy is the owner and founder of Family Focus Financial. Sean Nolan is here. He is vice president of Family Focus Financial. As we said at the top of the show, every 10 minutes today, we're giving away a book, copy of Kathy's book. It is called The Ultimate Success Guide. The world's leading experts reveal their secrets for success in business and in life, featuring Kathy Nolan, Brian Tracy. It is the number one bestseller on Amazon.com. But Kathy, in the holiday spirit, giving it away, one every 10 minutes.
So if you
want to call in with a question, 848-221-8092, you automatically get the book. You don't have to answer the trivia question. Which, speaking of the trivia question, here we go. Today's trivia question.
We always look forward to this.
I know,
John.
You look forward to this. And once in a while, you have an answer.
You come up
once
with
a while.
Ones.
All right. But here is today's question. In 2013, over 1 million of these will be sold, but 70% of them will never be used. They're really good dust collectors.
Hmm.
Okay. Think about it. Something that you buy and you never use. And it's fairly common. 848-221-8092 for the trivia question. As always, we ask that you come to the table with a financial type question for Kathy or Sean in order to be eligible to answer the trivia question. And of course, our prize, a $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street, fine Italian specialty foods and products since 1973. Great place to go for your holiday meal. If you are not into the cooking thing, you want some outstanding home cooked items, just stop over to Mulberry Street, and they have an extensive list of things that you can take home and just kind of heat it up, and everybody will think you're a hero and you're a gourmet chef. That's simple.
Is that what you do, John?
No, I don't do that. Kathy, I used to like you.
Oh, well. I'm too brutally honest. What can I tell you?
848-221-8092. She never misses an opportunity, Sean, you know, to throw a little shot right there, you know?
Oh, I know that.
I like to tease. What can I tell you?
I know that personally.
Yeah, you've grown up with that, right? 848-221-8092 is the number.
It's called loving sarcasm.
Okay, thank you. Okay. You're trying to dig yourself out of that, right? 848-221-8092. I wanted to talk about, you've brought this up a couple of times about life insurance. And I wanted to pass along a personal situation. And I mentioned to you and Sean last week, and you are looking into this for me. I never had life insurance because I was told I don't have any children and I don't have really any family. So I was told you don't need life insurance. Well, 3 years ago, I had a couple of bouts of cancer. And then I decided, well, maybe I want to have my heirs, who I'm leaving money to, rather than them take the money out of the savings to pay for a burial, get some life insurance.
Right.
Well, you guys do this for a living, so you know the problems I had trying to get life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I got very minimal for what I consider to be fairly expensive. So talk about the need or the perceived lack of need for life insurance. Why would anybody want to have life insurance, especially when they don't have children or they have no heirs? Sean, you want to take that?
Well, it goes back to what you said. You might not have children, but you do have somebody that you care about.
Yes.
And you're worried that there's not going to be anything there for them to take care of your final expenses.
Right.
So it's always a good idea to have at least a little something to cover that. But it sounds like to me that you want actually to leave something more to whoever you want to leave it to.
Right, my godson, basically.
Give him a little head start, right?
So you know how hard the economy is right now, so you want to give him a little boost up, and that's pretty much why you have a reason to buy life insurance.
But the time, obviously, you don't know that you're going to get sick. And
no,
I had
don't.
Never been sick in my life. I had never been in a hospital.
Right. We never get a postcard.
Right. Yeah. You don't anticipate that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I had never, that had never occurred to me that that would happen. And all of a sudden, you know, they tell you you got the big C, and I've never smoked and I eat healthy. And so you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is, the time for me to have bought it would have been much earlier, obviously, correct?
Yeah, the younger
and I could
you
have,
are.
Right. I could have gotten more coverage for less money.
That's correct.
Correct? Even at, let's say, age 55, if you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't smoke, because, like, smoking is the really bad thing for life insurance, right?
Oh, yeah.
A lot more so than it used to be years ago, because they know so much
about
how smoking affects
us. Yeah, well, everybody's more informed about smoking and what the dangers are of smoking. So if you decide that you want to be a smoker still, they look at that on the negative side.
Well, the more reason you need life insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
But there could be a need no matter what your circumstances.
Yes.
Correct?
There always, if you're going to buy life insurance, there should be some reason why you're going to buy it.
Right.
Most people, most agents won't sell it to you if you don't have a reason, and they won't be allowed to sell it to you.
Won't be approved.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're
okay.
Not really allowed to do that. But if there's a reason, let's say you wanted to do like a cash value life insurance policy as a alternate retirement vehicle. That's a reason.
Okay.
If you want to leave it to your heirs just to cover your funeral expenses, that's also a reason. There's also something else you could do with a funeral trust,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Which pretty much covers your final expenses. But going back to life insurance, there always should be some kind of a reason for purchasing it. Same with any other financial vehicle that you purchased or use. There has to be a reason.
Well, it's pretty easy. Like with investments, you want to have growth, and you want to set up for retirement, or if you're in retirement, you want to live comfortably, that kind of thing.
Right.
So that's easy to kind of figure out.
Mm-hmm.
But with the life insurance, with a lot of people say, well, I don't really need it because I got this and this and this. But I'm thinking, even if you have a lot in your investments, if you can get a policy reasonably,
mm-hmm.
why not get that so that that would pay something upon your death,
right.
And then your heirs would have, which was kind of my reason,
mm-hmm.
because if they have to do the final expenses out of the investments, that's that much less that they're going to have.
And you don't know what the investments are going to be worth.
Exactly.
You don't know what the taxes are going to be. And,
exactly.
You know, if they're probated, then there's more expense. But for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, it's pennies on the dollar for life insurance.
You can actually, it's a great way to pass on some money.
And this is also a good way to take a tax-qualified account and what we like to call arbitrage it into something else to leave to your heirs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, leaving your beneficiaries some kind of an IRA account or qualified account, you know, of any nature is almost like a tax time bomb that you're leaving your heirs, because only a spouse can assume ownership of that account when you pass. They can roll it actually into their own and then continue, of course, taking distributions at their age. But any other beneficiary does not have that same privilege of rolling it over into their own. And so, you know, when you leave your IRAs to your kids, what happens is you have to remember most people today are probably just taking required minimum distributions. And if it is invested properly where you're making a halfway decent rate of return, your distribution is smaller than what your overall return is on that IRA. So as a result, especially with compounding, your IRA winds up growing or at least staying the same, even though you're taking withdrawals. And so when the family inherits those accounts, let's say you have three kids and it goes to all three kids, you're going to have one that'll say, okay, well, give me all the money that's mine, and they cash it in and they wind up losing a considerable amount to income taxes, potentially, New Jersey estate or inheritance taxes. Then you have the other two children that maybe don't need the money and would have liked to what we call stretch the IRA. But we have an excellent strategy that we've used for many of our clients, And it's called, like Sean says, an arbitrage, where if you don't really need those distributions or you only need a part of them, you can actually use that distribution and pay for a life insurance policy with the distribution. And we very, very often doubled, if not tripled, the value of that IRA. And now it becomes tax-free because we have that life insurance owned by a trust, which an attorney would set up for you. And now the kids get that life insurance policy at your death, tax-free, probate-free, and it's immediate, unless you put special instructions in your trust for it not to be, the money's not to be distributed immediately. But they don't have to wait for it. They don't have to try to sell a farm or a house or, investments. They have the money immediately for liquidity to pay any taxes that might be due. And they're able to go ahead and, get their own investments, age-appropriate investments for them. And it really is a great way to generate some wealth for your kids and grandkids. It's a phenomenal way. Of course, you do have to be insurable. But what we found is, unless you have some serious illnesses and they've been recent, we're pretty good at finding a home for most people. Because we're independent, we have contracts with over 40 or 50 different carriers. And so what we do is we put bids out there. We let them bid for your business. We let them, make offers to you and let that be the best offer possible. And oftentimes we can place that that policy for someone, even if they had a medical condition.
All right, I want to go over that a little further, but we're coming up on a break because I have some questions about that. But it is Financially Fit Fridays every Friday. You'll find us here from 10 till 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. Kathy Nolan is here. Kathy is the owner. She's the founder of Family Focus Financial. Sean Nolan is here. He is vice president of Family Focus Financial. And I'm your host, John DeMasi. Good to have you with us here. Plenty to talk about here on the show and our number in the studio, 848-221-8092. Remember, we said every 10 minutes, just call in with a question. We'll give you a book. You don't have to worry about the trivia question. We'll give you a copy of Kathy's book. It is called The Ultimate Success Guide, Secrets for Success in Business and in Life, number one bestseller on Amazon.com, featuring Kathy Nolan, Brian Tracy, and leading experts from around the world. Great book for you for the holidays, or a great gift for somebody who, you don't know what to get them, but that's a good thing to get them for the holidays. And, of course, our trivia question. We're looking for the answer to this. Over 1 million of these will be sold in 2013, but 70% of them or more will never be used. They will be collecting dust. Mm. Mm. Think of this. It's something you see on TV quite often.
You got me stumped.
848-221-8092 is the number. And as always, we ask for the trivia question. We ask that you come to the table with a financial type question in order to be eligible to answer the trivia question for a $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street. We're coming back with more of this morning's Financially Fit Friday right after these words.
Wouldn't you like to have a financial advisor that really works for you and not his or her company? And wouldn't you like to have someone who puts your needs first? That's the philosophy at Family Focus Financial Group. Kathy Nolan, president and founder of Family Focus Financial Group, has upheld that idea for over 35 years. At Family Focus Financial Group, they work for you, not a company. Their responsibility is to always put their clients' needs first. They're committed to providing objective and unbiased consulting services for you and your family. They work diligently to avoid conflict of interest or compromise so that you always receive the utmost attention when it comes to your overall financial picture. They can't promise to save your life, but they can help to save your lifestyle. Family Focus Financial Group. Today, tomorrow, together. Call them at 732-364-5462. 732-364-5462. Or visit them on the web at fffgonline.com. That number again, 732-364-5462 for Family Focus Financial Group. Guarantees provided by annuities and other insurance products are subject to the financial strength of the issuing company. They are not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. Life insurance is subject to medical underwriting. Annuities are long-term products designed for retirement income. They contain some limitations, including possible withdrawal charges and a market value adjustment that could affect contract values. The Internal Revenue Code already provides tax deferral to IRAs, so there's no additional tax benefit obtained by funding an IRA with an annuity. Consider the other benefits provided by an annuity, such as lifetime income and death benefit. By contacting Kathleen A. Nolan, you may be offered investments and insurance products available for purchase.
Now back to the Savvy Woman's Show with Kathy Nolan on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
All right, back here on the show. You want to talk to Kathy or Sean Nolan during the week, 732-364-5462, 732-364-5462. That's their number at Family Focus Financial. Remember, if you have any kind of a question, we're talking a lot about some life insurance things today. We're talking about some year-end planning. If you have any kind of a question, feel free to call them. And if you want to sit down with Kathy, Sean, and the team at Family Focus Financial, the initial consultation is complimentary. Remember that. And I suggest you take advantage of that, especially if you have some questions. 732-364-5462 is their number in their office. The number right here this morning, if you want to talk to Kathy or Sean, 848-221-8092. That's 848-221-8092. You have a question, you don't have to answer the trivia question. We're going to give you a copy of Kathy's book, The Ultimate Success Guide. We're going to do that. And, of course, you want to take a shot at the trivia question. At stake there is the $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street. We were talking right before the break about leaving an IRA, and you mentioned something about the beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
So if especially now tell me if I'm wrong. If you're a non-lineal descendant and somebody leaves you an IRA, isn't there more taxes on that than if you were like just a family member, like a wife or a husband or a son or daughter?
You're talking about there's all different kinds of taxes.
Right, right.
You're not income tax. I mean, income taxes will be applicable to no matter who you leave the money to. But depending upon the New Jersey inheritance tax, that could be potentially different for different beneficiaries.
Okay.
You know, depending upon the class of beneficiary that they are.
All right. Here's my question. You were saying, and we were talking before the show, and I thought this was very, very interesting. If you have an IRA and it's worth X amount of dollars, you can take out a life insurance policy on the person who owns the IRA. And then the beneficiary would receive the proceeds from the life insurance, but you could end up getting much more doing it that way than you would if you just inherited the IRA.
Potentially, yes.
Okay, potentially, yeah. So talk about that. Try to give me a scenario. I know we do, and we should explain all the time here on these shows, we have some restraints, some restrictions as to things you can say and can't say by law.
Sure. So, I mean, everybody's situation is
right,
different.
And everybody's different. But I'm trying to get... Mm-hmm. myself and the audience to understand what you're talking about, because obviously the way you explained it to me before the show, it sounded very intriguing, also sounded very lucrative potentially.
Very. Well, let me give you a perfect example of someone that we set up a strategy like this for. This individual had a $500,000 IRA from retirement, and what we did, you know, the RMDs, they didn't need the money whatsoever. But yet they were getting to the age where they were forced to take it. And they weren't even 70 and a half yet when we set this up, which was actually an advantage for them because the life insurance was cheaper. And so what we started doing is we arbitraged the IRA. And what we did was each year we took out a specific amount from that IRA to try to start spending that down. Now, granted, the IRA would make money back as we're spending money, you know, as we're taking withdrawal. We then took that withdrawal, paid whatever necessary tax was on that amount during that tax year, and then we used the proceeds to fund a life insurance policy. That client actually, that $500,000 IRA turned into $1.9 million in a life insurance policy.
Basically, so, four times what he would have.
The amount of money that we were able to, you know, withdraw, we paid the taxes, and what was left over, they didn't need to live on. So we took that, and then we calculated how much life insurance can we get for this person with this amount of money. And so that was able to purchase them $1.9 million in a guaranteed, you know, a death benefit life insurance policy. We had that policy owned by an irrevocable life insurance trust, which was created by an attorney. And, of course, the kids were then the beneficiary of that trust. But what was able to happen is that now our clients, number one, could spend with confidence knowing that their kids were taken care of. You know, the kids were going to get $1.9 million no matter what happened. That policy was going to be paid forever because we were just using distributions from the IRA that they had to take every year anyway. And, you know, chances are if they don't spend down the IRA, the kids are going to get the balance of the IRA plus the life insurance. You know, so it's very, very lucrative, and it gave the opportunity for these clients to really create some family wealth tax-free, because once it's owned by the trust, it's, you know, we donate that money. I should say the client contributes that money as a gift every year to the trust, and it's irrevocable. So therefore, it's out of their estate. And, you know, they know that their children are going to be okay, and they'll have money to pay any residual taxes, you know, from their estate that might be due. But more importantly, they'll have immediate liquidity. You know, upon their death, that money will be available within a matter of, you know, weeks, as opposed to probating an estate or, you know, selling investments, even if they were in an IRA, you know, just to get them distributed. So it's a very, very lucrative strategy to use for estate planning purposes, and especially when it comes to IRAs.
Okay, I'm kind of a simple person. What I got out of that was you quadrupled their money.
In that case,
in that case,
just about quadrupled
okay.
their money. Yeah.
So, all right, not everyone, as you well know, doesn't have $500,000.
Exactly.
But let's say you had $50,000 mm-hmm. in your IRA. Could you do the same thing? Obviously, the 50 couldn't get you $2 million,
right.
but would the same strategy be able to be done if you had $50,000?
Yeah, you know, you can do it with any amount, really. The key here is to determine whether or not you need that distribution. You know, if you have $50,000 in your IRA and you live on those distributions every year, that's helping you to support your retirement, then obviously you're not going to use a strategy like this.
Right.
You know, this is for someone that you know, we have several clients that have, you know, they complain that they have to take these huge distributions every year. You know, it could be $10,000, it could be $15,000, $20,000 from their retirement accounts. And now they have the burden of, number one, that's taxable. And number two, now where do they put it?
Right.
What do they do with it? They're
right.
not going to put it in the bank. They're not making any interest. They don't really want to put it back in the market because they already have investments.
They don't want to spend it either.
And they,
right.
they don't want to give it to the kids now either because
right.
they're afraid they might need it. So this is an excellent strategy to really ensure that their family, you know, I like to say the kids are going to guarantee Social Security, because this trust, this life insurance, is going to provide them with a nice lump sum that they can turn into an income stream for themselves, you know, thereby creating that supplemental income at some point. But it's a great way. And, you know, when the trust document is prepared by the attorney, you can create language in there that says, you know, who gets the funds and when they're distributed. So you really can pretty much dictate how that transfers out. The only thing that you do have to realize is this is an irrevocable gift. You can't have any control once you do that, you know, of that gift. Of course, you still have control of your IRA, but as far as the money that's gifted into this program, it has to remain irrevocable so that it doesn't trace back to you, you know, come back into your estate. And there are things that paperwork and whatnot that gets filed every year. We call them crummy letters getting, you know, sent to the kids, little details that we probably don't need to get into right now. But, you know, it does have to be done carefully, and there's got to be a paper trail and whatnot. But it could really, really, you know, increase the value of an IRA and leave a nice little legacy for someone. I wish my parents had done something like that for me. You know,
I don't think our parents kind of knew that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
You know, it wasn't really well known. But
yeah, I think it was plain vanilla back then.
Yeah, we like to think outside the box a little bit.
Right. I really like that. I mean, that's really, in my opinion, and as you know, I do a ton of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really effective strategy to take money and do that, and then double or triple or quadruple, as you gave in that one particular
example.
You're leveraging.
Which is
how the rich get rich
and,
yep.
you know,
and richer.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, it's funny because you don't even have to wait till you're at that distribution point to do that because, you know, I know for myself, just sharing a little bit about my, you know, myself is I said, well, gee, you know, that's a strategy that I would like to use when I get to that point. But, you know, why should I wait until I'm in the distribution phase? Why don't I start something like that now? If I'm able to fund that life insurance now, that would be an advantage because I'm younger now. I
yes.
know I'm healthy.
Yes.
I know I'm younger. I know I'm insurable. And why don't I start that now? And then later on when the distributions come along, then they can pay the premium. Right now I'm obviously paying it out of pocket, but I consider it a force, you know, a savings. It's just another asset class to me. You know, another place where I'm investing or putting my money for a purpose. And I think if people look at their money, you know, we try to get so fancy with things, you know, with investments, is if you think, you know, ask yourself, what is this bucket of money for? Is this bucket of money to create my paycheck? We call them paychecks. Well, if that bucket of money is to create a paycheck, well, that's money you should not be gambling with. You don't gamble with your paycheck. If the next bucket of money that you have once you've gotten that paycheck, the next bucket of money is more investment type money. We call those play checks. You can play with your play checks, because if you don't get what you think you're going to get out of those investments, well, then you don't play.
Yes.
Or right. You play less.
Right.
But, you know, you don't gamble with your paychecks. You know, you gamble with your play checks. And then, you know, above and beyond that, you know, just to strategize if legacy planning is important to you, or you know, beating Uncle Sam at his game of letting us save tax deferred only to get us later. You know, if that's important to try to maximize what you've worked hard for, then, you know, those are different levels of planning that you can do. But I've done a lot of this planning probably way before I've needed to, because I thought, well, gee, why should I start something when I'm 70 when I can start it in my 50s?
Exactly.
And it's a heck of a lot cheaper now because I know I'm going to do it.
All right, we're coming up on a break. More to talk about here on the show. It's Financially Fit Fridays. Every Friday, you'll find us right here from 10 until 11 on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. Kathy Nolan is here. She is the owner and founder of Family Focus Financial. Sean Nolan is here. He is the vice president of Family Focus Financial. We have plenty more to talk about here on the show. Coming up, we're going to tell you about what we'll be talking about next week, so you can make sure to listen. 20 tips on how to save money in 2014. I will be here, of course, but I'll be taking diligent notes on that one, okay? Mm-hmm. Plus, we're going to be talking about today on the show five sources of income in retirement. We're also going to give you a name baby, Hello, I talk for a living, believe it or not. A baby name update. Sean's kind of decided on a name for his baby, which I think is coming, what, January 2nd, 1st, 3rd?
Anytime now,
anytime.
Really.
Or that old song, any day now. Okay.
Any day.
All right. We're going to give you that. But here's what we're going to give you right now, a hint on our trivia question. We asked you, over 1 million of these will be sold in 2013, but 70% will never be used. They'll be on the shelf collecting dust. And we told you that it's something you see on TV. I'm going to say a name, and if you don't get it with this, I don't know where you've been the last 30 years.
Under a rock.
Probably. Wait, Sean might not get this one, but you will.
Oh, I know, because okay. She used to buy these and with a guy whose initials were RS.
I was just going to say,
the
hint is Richard Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hint.
I don't remember that.
Now, that's practically giving it away here. But we're in the holiday mood here for a $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street.
Yes.
And again, we ask that you come to the table with a financial type question in order to be eligible to answer the trivia question. 848-221-8092. That's our number in the studio. We have some open lines, and we are coming back. More Financially Fit Fridays after these words.
Finestra at the White Sands features Italian-style cuisine and a family atmosphere. In fact, Finestra wants every meal to feel like that old-fashioned Sunday afternoon dinner at Mama's. Plus, the White Sands is the perfect place for that oceanfront wedding, banquet, or any special occasion, especially the holidays. For more information, contact the White Sands at 732-899-3370.
Give yourself the gift of financial fitness. That's right. Wouldn't it be great to have a roadmap to guide you to financial success, to know where you're going by first finding out where you are? Join me, Kathy Nolan, and Sean Nolan from Family Focus Financial Group every Friday from 10 to 11 on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 as we discuss the investment world and how you can protect yourself and your family from risk, inflation, taxes, and from making costly mistakes. Benefit from a fiduciary standard of care and years of experience. Take the anxiety out of your decisions and get straight, honest answers to your questions. Give yourself the ultimate gift, how to make the most of your hard-earned money. Join us every Friday from 10 to 11 on Financially Fit Fridays on 1160 and 1310 WOBM AM. Or call us direct at 732-364-5462. Look forward to talking to you.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, and Family Focus Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
This is the Savvy Women's Show with Kathy Nolan on WOBM AM 1160 at 1310.
Again, if you'd like to reach Kathy during the week, let me give you her email address, askkathynolan@gmail.com. That's Kathy with a K, askkathynolan@gmail.com. The phone number, 732-364-5462, 732-364-5462. Give her a call. You want to ask a question, not just about life insurance, which we've talked a lot about today, but about anything pertaining to your overall financial picture. That's what she's there for, to help you out. So give her a call. Give Sean a call, 732-364-5462. It is Financially Fit Fridays every Friday. You'll find us here 10 till 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. Before we get back into the show, we did promise you a baby name update. We've kind of been teasing Sean about names, and him and his wife, well, they're expecting a boy. They have a girl, so they're expecting a boy. And Kathy hasn't been real happy with some of the selections. But the last one,
not that I have a say in it,
which,
you know,
I like. Okay, James Casey. Yeah. I really like that.
You sounds like that a writer.
Yeah, you know, James Casey Nolan. That's really a really distinguished and classy name.
Thanks.
So give us the update now. What are you actually doing? You have a plan here, right?
Yeah, I have a system to, I guess you would say, mitigate any disagreements.
Keep the peace, so to speak.
Right.
Keep my butt off the fire.
Right.
So I was thinking, baby is due January 3rd. So my dad's birthday is the 29th of December. So that's the cutoff line. So anything before the 29th, we'll go with, she likes the name Jack. So we'll go with Jack.
Okay.
He's born on the 29th. I'll name him after my dad, Jeffrey. After that, we'll go with James.
So after the 29th, mm-hmm. he will be James Casey.
Yep.
Okay. But before that, he'll either be Jack or Jeffrey.
Yep.
Okay. Jack Nolan, Jeffrey Nolan. That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad. No, it's not bad.
I'm sticking with the J's.
Well, the J's.
Jack Nolan would sound like, what do you think that would be? It would sound like a fighter, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Jack Nolan?
It kind of does sound like a boxer.
Yeah. Well, you know, never know, right? Okay. You'll keep us posted here. We have a couple
James
more
Casey
weeks.
James Casey is JC, you know.
Right, exactly.
Right in the spirit of Christmas.
Well, technically they'd be all JC.
Yeah, that's right.
True. That's true. Okay. They would be. They're all JCs.
Okay. All right, 848-221-8092. As we said, we're looking for the answer to our trivia question. We gave you a hint. If you don't get it now, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, 1 million of these have been sold in 2013, and we're asking that 70% will not be used. What are they? And we gave you the hint, Richard Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much easier we could make it. Okay.
If you didn't give me that hint, I was going to say those blenders, you know, like KitchenAid mixer or something.
Right. Well, there's a lot of those on, but
yeah.
People
you
probably use them.
You wound up stealing
them.
Mine because I never used it.
Oh, you gave it to me.
It was $300 blender. They stole it.
Okay. We're in the holiday spirit here. Holidays are just a couple of weeks away. And Kathy wanted to talk about some great Christmas gifts.
Yeah. I I'm a big believer is that we have too much stuff. You know,
and you've
kids
said
today,
that,
families,
you know,
everybody's out there going to the mall, buying all sorts of junk and stuff. And, you know, some things, of course, are useful. Even clothing. I mean, my granddaughter has so many clothes, I never even see them on her. You know, she just seems to wear the same thing. She has her favorites.
Whoa. You don't see her every day.
Yeah, I know, true. But
that was a little shot, you know?
When I do see her, she seems to have the same. But I mean,
she was trying to get those in there.
Right, of course.
No, but even though you had a friend that said to you, you know, get down here, I have 6 bags of baby clothes for you, you know? I mean, even clothing, you know, we're such a blessed country, you know?
You're right.
Most
you're absolutely
of us.
Right.
Most of us. And we have so much, and we don't realize how much we have, you know?
Well, John, I want to say in my defense, she has plenty of grandparents that buy her clothes, so
and aunts. Yes, she does.
And so,
well, she has four grandparents, and how
she
many
has six grandparents?
Oh, six. Okay,
2, 4, 6. Yeah.
Okay, so she's got 6 grandparents, and how many aunts?
Two basically. That
two that really like to
so
buy
eight,
her stuff.
Eight people are contributing to this child's wardrobe. So no wonder.
Plus my wife.
Plus
well,
toys.
Listen, if they want to like buy like adult men's clothes, you can send them my way. I mean,
yeah.
If they really
I've
are
tried that already. Yeah,
John is styling. I don't know if you've never seen John styling.
Okay. So, but back to the.
But getting
pointer.
Back to it, I said, you know, we have so much stuff, whether it be, you know, toys, gadgets, clothing, you know, and you're trying to think of that gift. you know, one of the things that we love to recommend to parents and grandparents is to create what we call a legacy portfolio. And this is something where, you know, you can develop a portfolio for your children and grandchildren with certain stocks that, you know, good, solid, solid companies like a Coca-Cola, for example, that, you know, is going to be around. It's been around hundreds of years. They've raised their dividend 42 times consecutively every year. You know, the stock splits occasionally. And, you know, this is something where, you know, you buy a share or two or of something that you know is going to be here forever, and you just let it grow. And these kids and grandkids are going to have, you know, a nice little nest egg for themselves. They can live off the dividends in their old age, or they can cash them in, whatever the case may be. But these aren't stocks that we're worried about. If the market falls 40%, we're not worried about these companies. They're going to be fine.
Right.
Okay. In fact, we may go out and buy more when that happens. So these are the kind of companies that, you know, are, you know, the backbone of our nation. And we think that that's a great way to help your children and grandchildren to get something and, you know, make it so that it's not easy to cash it in. You know, maybe it's owned by a trust or in a custodial account or something. But great way to build a portfolio for them with good, solid companies that you don't ever have to worry about. And if they go up and down, they go up and down, and we're not worried. We're not worried.
Are you permitted to give us an idea of the types of companies you're talking about?
Yeah, like a Coca-Cola, okay. or like a Bendix, you know, companies like that. IBM. You know, IBM is an excellent company.
Microsoft, something like that?
No. I have kind of like my top 10.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I have kind of like, you know, a top 10 with research that I've done in different newsletters and whatnot I subscribe to, but there's like a top 10, and these have been researched thoroughly, and, you know, their dividend paying history is phenomenally strong. They're, you know, they still have growth potential, but that's not really why we're getting them, you know. So these are just a basket of companies that, you know, you can actually put together. Maybe when they have a birthday, you get another share of this, and then what we do is we try to teach the clients when to buy, you know, which ones are undervalued right now, you know, which ones are the cheapest ones of the moment, and, you know, recommend that, okay, well, out of the 10, this is the one that's on sale right now. This is the one you should go get. Okay. And you want to know what that is, you got to come see me because I'm not going to tell you.
Well, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay. But, you know, there's one in particular right now, that's in my top 10 that's on sale. And it's a great, great value. And, you know, it'd be great to even start out with an added portfolio. And then when the dividends come in, you know, rather than reinvesting them in the same company, what we do is we use the dividends to buy the company that's on sale at that time. So it's a great way to really accelerate this portfolio. And, you know, don't take the dividends out. Just use them and get some more stocks when they go on sale.
Okay, more to talk about here on the show coming up on a break here. Financially Fit Fridays every Friday, 10 till 11 here on 1160 and 1310 AM WOBM. I'm going to make an executive decision. I'm going to give the answer to this trivia question because no one
has
attempted to. And then I'm going to give another quick trivia question. Okay?
Okay.
So we could see. We're trying to give stuff away
here. We're trying
here.
To give books away.
Right,
we
books
have a,
and
we have a case
Mulberry
of books.
Street
have,
and so
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Okay. So here was the trivia question, which I don't know why people didn't call it. Right?
People are busy shopping
right.
for stuff.
We said that 1 million of these or more will be sold in 2013, but 70% will never be used. And we said the hint was Richard Simmons. What was he famous for? His
afro. His afro.
I actually met him one time.
Yeah.
And boy, he is as bizarre in person as he is on the video.
Lots of energy.
Right. The answer is an exercise video. That's why we said Richard Simmons, because he was famous for that.
And I
so
agree.
So that's the answer.
I've got the Zumba tapes
in
the trunk
you
of my car.
And you've
I
never
still
used
opened
them, right? Mm. Right. Okay. Well, you know what? That's your New Year's resolution,
to
open
Zumba.
The tapes that you bought,
to
what, a couple
Zumba.
Years ago?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, 3 years
okay.
ago.
3 years ago. All right. So here's our next trivia question. We did this one the other day. We didn't get an answer, but we're going to make it real easy. This is according to YouTube. And again, these are they show the videos and the background of the song and all of that stuff. According to YouTube, what is the number one Christmas song? This is so ridiculously easy. I feel bad giving this away. the number one Christmas song, according to YouTube. Mm. Okay. And it's very famous and very popular. You got a couple of minutes left. Jump in here, 848-221-8092. With Kathy and Sean Nolan from Family Focus Financial, I'm your host, John DeMasi. Coming back, more Financially Fit Fridays after these words.
The holidays, one of the happiest times of the year. But you know what happens. Too much to do, too many places to go, what to bring, and not enough time to even think about entertaining. So what's the answer? Mulberry Street, of course. Mulberry Street has anything and everything you need for the holidays. Custom gift baskets, holiday party trays, specialized catering for that home or office party. Mulberry Street is the place. Italian specialty gourmet meats, fillets, pies, and all-natural fresh turkeys, and the list goes on and on. Whatever your needs for the holidays, remember, Mulberry Street has it. Call to place your order, 732-477-4520, 732-477-4520. As always, Mulberry Street makes the holidays easier than ever. Remember to place your order by December 19th. Mulberry Street, 474 Brick Boulevard in Brick, and 2119 Whitesville Road in Toms River, or visit them on the web at mulberrystreet.net. And don't forget, Mulberry Street can cap off that holiday feast with a complete selection of California wines from Domenico Winery. Happy holidays from the Colacerto family and everyone at Mulberry Street.
Give yourself the gift of financial fitness. That's right. Wouldn't it be great to have a roadmap to guide you to financial success, to know where you're going by first finding out where you are? Join me, Kathy Nolan, and Sean Nolan from Family Focus Financial Group every Friday from 10 to 11 on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 as we discuss the investment world and how you can protect yourself and your family from risk, inflation, taxes, and from making costly mistakes. Benefit from a fiduciary standard of care and years of experience. Take the anxiety out of your decisions and get straight, honest answers to your questions. Give yourself the ultimate gift, how to make the most of your hard-earned money. Join us every Friday from 10 to 11 on Financially Fit Fridays on 1160 and 1310 WOBM AM. Or call us direct at 732-364-5462. Look forward to talking to you.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, and Family Focus Financial Group are not affiliated companies.
Now back to the Savvy Woman's Show with Kathy Nolan on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here on the show, and again, if you would like to reach Kathy or Sean Nolan during the week, 732-364-5462. You may want to write that down in case later on you say, gee, what was the number of those people who were on the radio show?
Yeah, Ashley's standing by.
732-364-5462. Yes, Ashley is standing by. You can call. You can make an appointment right now, and don't worry about the time situation. Kathy will make the time for you.
I do.
I mean, I've seen your schedule. I don't even know how you do it.
Saturdays.
Yeah, and we got to tell you a real quick story. This morning, this goes to show you about your scheduling. This is really funny.
I'm
driving up to the show, and I get a call from Kathy. She's frantic. She says, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm driving to the show." "Yeah, but we go on in 10 minutes." "No, Kathy, it's 10 minutes of 9. We go on at 10. Kathy was still, you were back on, what, daylight saving time?
Yeah, I just stayed up all night and just made sure I was here on time. That's
but
all.
Anyway.
I was anxious for the donut. That's what it was.
Well, that's it. But for the holidays, we're getting you a secretary who keeps track of your schedule.
She was out yesterday. She purchased a home. So congratulations to Ashley.
And we're getting we're getting her a new watch with all of the things that say, okay, you're due here, you're due there. Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Marge is waiting to talk to us. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning, Marge.
Welcome to Financially Fit Fridays.
Yes, I have a CD that's maturing in January. Now, I don't know whether to keep it there or should I buy some stock. What should I do with it?
Well, Marge, that's a great question. And I know we actually call them certificates of disappointment.
Right. Very good.
Because, you know, they're just not paying anything right now. And we don't expect interest rates on those kind of vehicles to go up probably until 2016. You know, we're not going to see any significant change in that. But, you know, as far as whether you should buy stock or not, that would have to be, you know, determine what your overall financial picture is. So we'd be happy to do an analysis for you to see if that's something that might be appropriate for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very good.
You know, and what the purpose of that is it for yourself? Is it for something that's going to go to your heirs? You know, so to just, you know, do an overall picture, it wouldn't be right for me to tell you whether or not to do that without knowing more about your situation.
Very good.
But I appreciate your calling, and I understand your disappointment with CDs. I agree there.
Yeah, and Marge, you can call Kathy in the office. So we'll give out the number. We'll give it out again. You can call her, and she can really go into detail off the air. Okay? You want to take a shot at the trivia question?
Jingle bells.
Oh, Marge.
That was my second answer.
Oh.
You still get a book, though.
We're giving you a book, yeah, because we're gonna we're gonna put you on hold.
You're still gonna get a free book.
And Lauren's gonna get your name and address, and we will send you a copy of Kathy's book, The Ultimate Success Guide for Secrets to Success in Business and in Life. Okay.
Very good.
We appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks, Marge.
Thanks a lot for the call, Marge.
Yes, I will.
That was your second guess, Jingle Bells.
Yeah, that was my second guess.
Okay. Well, it's not right.
I know.
The number one Christmas song we have.
I
like
did guess the right answer though.
You did get you got the right one. Yeah, we have probably like. We've got like 2 minutes left, so if you want to jump in real quick, 848-221-8092. Number one Christmas song, according to YouTube. It's very famous. You should know it. Give us a call. You get a book, and you may get a shot at the Mulberry
Street. And it's
Street
been done by so many different artists in so many different ways, right?
Yes. Now, really you were talking about great Christmas gifts, and you talked about the legacy portfolio. Is there anything else that you could tell us in like about a minute and a half, a suggestion for a great Christmas gift?
Well, you know, we all last week talked about life insurance being a great gift to provide a legacy for loved ones and even, you know, a spouse. We talked about some legacy planning and, you know, give the gift of good health, you know, keep after each other to eat well, exercise. You know, I got to take my own advice on all these things, too. I'm going to turn over a new leaf in January. Yeah. Does that mean I have to give up the donut?
Well, you can cut it down.
So.
I'll let you have half.
A quarter?
Okay. We have a caller, Lauren? Okay, we are almost at a caller, and we're going to try to squeeze this in because we'll probably have about a minute left.
I'll let you have
half a donut. But, you know, I got to say real quick that there's people in this building. You see them standing out in the cold, smoking, like they're standing out in the cold like today. I'm not going to say who they were, but, you know, give it up. Okay, we didn't get a name, so we have, what are we going to do, line two, Lauren? Okay, line two. Who's on the line?
Mike Guarini.
Hi, Mike. Real quick, what's your question? And then you can answer the trivia question.
My question is really, why are the banks paying so very, very little interest?
Well, you can thank our government for that because, you know, interest rates have been kept low to keep inflation down. And they promised that they're going to keep them down. So we call it a war on seniors and a war on savers. And it's, you know, very difficult. And one of the reasons why people may not be reaching their retirement goals is planned because interest rates have been so, so low. So we don't expect them to go up anytime soon, unfortunately.
Okay, Mike, real quick, you have an answer to the trivia question?
Yeah, White Christmas.
You got it.
Wonderful.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. You get a book and you get the $25 gift certificate to Mulberry Street. And congratulations. Enjoy both, Mike.
Thanks
appreciate
for calling.
It.
Happy holidays.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. Lauren's going to come on, okay? And that's going to wrap up another edition of Financially Fit Fridays. Don't forget you want to talk to Kathy or Sean Nolan during the week, 732-364-5462. For Kathy, for Sean, for everyone at Family Focus Financial, I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. It's always a pleasure. Have yourself a great weekend and a great week. Stay dry. Stay out of the snow.
Make sure you tune in next week. 20 tips to save.
Tune in next week. Okay. We'll talk to you next Friday, 10 a.m. Financially Fit Fridays right here on 1160 and 1310 a.m. WOBM. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Savvy Women's Show with your host, Kathy Nolan, from the Family Focus Financial Group. Listen every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. The preceding was a paid program. The purpose of the program is to provide information only. Kathy Nolan is president of Family Focus Financial Group and an investment advisor representative offering investment advisory services through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.